Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Comedians Andrew T. and Tawny Newsom host a podcast that tackles racism and America's relationship to race. Each week on their show, they answer a voicemail from their fans, sometimes with the help of a special guest, and try to answer the question, is this racist? Spoiler alert, it probably is if you have to ask. The question inspired the title of their podcast, which is, Yo, Is This Racist? Andrew T. and Tawny Newsom will be at the virtual Pygmalion this year on Friday, and Andrew T. joins us now. Andrew, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
Good. I got a little cocky this morning and thought I could drop a relative off at the airport. And so I am doing this interview it looked like for a while it was going to be within LA traffic, but now I'm safely pulled over. But I'm in a car, so this is pretty weird.
You know, it's radio. Nobody would have known. But anyway, listeners,
felt like I had to cop to it.
You know what? We really appreciate your honesty. So listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455 from Central Illinois straight to a highway in Los Angeles. Andrew, how did you come up with the name for the podcast?
Oh my gosh. That is, it was a long time ago. I used to have a day job where I was very frequently the only person of color in most rooms I was in. And so I got so used to answering the question, is X or Y thing racist? And I will say, based off of no special training other than, you know, being a person of color, I guess. And so, you know, just a little massaging of the language. And I started a Tumblr blog that let me use the Q&A function. And I became, you know, not through any grand design, the Yo, Is This Racist guy.
So how did Tawny Newsom, I mean, she was not part of the show originally, you were on your own for a while, but she is a Second City actor. People in Chicago, some of our listeners in the northern part of Illinois,
yes,
might have seen her performing in any one of a number of shows at Second City or Second City ETC. How did you meet her? How did she come to be part of the show?
Absolutely. Tawny is so wonderful. She was a frequent, maybe two or three times guest on the show. And a couple years ago, it was sort of clear that it would be nice to have a redesign of the format and bring on a co-host. And Tawny was just sort of top of the list, suggested by our network, Earwolf. And it just has been a wonderful partnership since then.
So part of the podcast is answering voicemails from listeners. You recently did an episode where the caller, a white woman, had a question about diversity in the workplace. So that was one of the topics you tackled. Let's take a listen to the voicemail she left that you all then discussed.
My question, though, is, like, what do we think about the optics of a white, cis, hetero, non-disabled lady asking about how a company values diversity in its hiring and promotion practices, like, especially while I'm actively looking for a job in that company? I feel like I'm potentially arguing myself out of a position because, like, them hiring me would not contribute to a diverse staff. Mm. So I'm pretty sure I'm overthinking that, but I don't really want to put that kind of emotional labor on my Black friends, especially right now. And I'm talking to you about it instead. So thanks for helping me think through that. And take care. Love the show.
So how did you guys go about tackling that one?
Well, so, I guess probably most cynical factual version of it is many places, white women are often the biggest beneficiaries of programs like affirmative action. That is sort of neither here nor there, but if you're a white lady, go for it. Please speak up. We need you to be there. And then I will also be honest, I don't totally remember where we went on the episode, which probably speaks to my state of mind when we're recording. However, I will say that, you know, one thing that I really love about our show is, you know, one of our big goals is we try to use comedy to make questions like this and situations like this accessible for people, especially, you know, our white allies, people who don't know what to do, people for whom these discussions and situations are tricky. And, you know, I think it'd be churlish to say we can make it fun, but at least we can make it less comfortable, or sorry, less uncomfortable, although sometimes it's less comfortable as well. But I think the journey is about like being able to laugh at these situations and have the real conversation. And then also for a lot of folks, we're the people who are willing to discuss and answer questions that, you know, their own friends or their own friends of color specifically might not want to do. So, you know, for an hour a week, we'll do some emotional labor.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's what I wanted. One of the next things I wanted to ask you about. I mean, this is a year when a lot of people have had their consciousness raised about racism in America. And one of the pieces of advice given to people who might be newer to some of these ideas, and I guess I should specify by people, I mean white people, is that they should not be going on Facebook to ask their black friend from high school to explain police violence, or asking the Asian woman down the street how she feels about the way the president talks about COVID-19. But I mean, you've embraced this role professionally. Are you ever ambivalent about that?
Well, I will say this, the slight secret sauce of that is, I can, when I do it on a podcast, I can then point to the podcast in my personal life. So when the well-meaning white folks in my life come to me with "Yo, is this racist?" type questions, I can easily say, "Sorry, I'm not on the clock. You got to catch me when I'm in the podcast." But that's sort of neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, I think the more nuanced line to that is, It's that be aware that when you're asking and learning, that it comes at a cost, maybe not a huge cost to your friends of color. But, you know, there is a little something. They have to think about an unpleasant topic. They have to explain something that might be, you know, they might feel that you should look this up or have this information on your own. So just sort of be aware of that and really cultivate actual friendships where there's a give and take, and you're sort of not only using people for the color of their skin or for their life experiences. And I think it's a matter of sort of calibrating where, you know, what you are and what you're realizing you're taking something, and that's okay. It's okay for friendships to be an exchange. I think they all are. But, you know, just know that those questions, especially in times like this, when, you know, for all joking aside, we're seeing the virulent fruits of racism borne out on our streets every day. And those things, though you are well-meaning and enthusiastic, but if you're sort of new to this party or have recently had your eyes opened, you know, Don't be surprised and be understanding when some of those points of view are met with frustration or annoyance sometimes, you know, because it can be tough. And that doesn't mean that we don't love you. It doesn't mean that we necessarily do love you. But, you know, don't let it change your friendship with your friends of color. But just make sure to deepen and listen and be aware of when maybe you could just look something up or call into a podcast.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Andrew T., who's the founder and co-host of the Yo, Is This Racist? Podcast. He's going to be part of he and his co-host, Tawny Newsom, will be part of the virtual Pygmalion Festival this year. If you want to call into our show, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So you mentioned earlier that you were getting these questions in real life when you were often the only person of color in the room. And I've seen interviews where you mentioned being at Comedy Central and sort of all heads would turn to your direction when a joke, certain, you know, joke came up. I wonder, you know, is there Is there, do you answer it differently now that you are in a podcast and, you know, with other comedians than you might have in real life? Is there any sort of catharsis to being able to say what you really think? As, I mean, did you ever find yourself holding back, you know, before this was a professional thing?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. In a professional setting where power dynamics matter, and often I will say in conjunction with being the only person of color in the room, at least, you know, I certainly was never the most powerful person in any given room as well. And I'm still not often, but yeah, there's a sort of obvious line between trying to have said the right thing in a professional setting, though you may be tilting at windmills, and you know, there's a trade-off of how much professional peril, or how much, you know, not even peril, right? It's like, these are all nice people and they want to do the right thing, but you don't want, well, often they're nice people who want to do the right thing, but you don't want to put yourself, or you can't always be the person that's saying, this is racist, even though it sometimes is. So that's the other part of the podcast that I think Tawny hit it really, really nicely is, you know, she kind of realized at some point that one of the other functions we provide is providing a, we'll call it a safe space, although that's a loaded phrase, for our friends of color, you know, comedians, writers, performers, to just have a place to vent. And that's another thing I'm really proud of. What we've done with the podcast is, you know, it's just a place to speak frankly about lived experiences and lived opinions. And, you know, I do often also like how the opinions between different people of color can differ on racism issues, or people of the same race can have different perspectives on issues of racism. And I really like having a place where we can just talk about it, you know, in the guise of a advice show. You know, the other secret sauce is we're not really ever there to, like all advice shows, it's not about the advice of the actual person. It's about using it as a jumping off point to talk about the topic.
Yeah. What do you remember the first question along these, you know, the first time you were asked, hey, is this racist? Either in real life or on the show, you take it where you want to take it.
Oh my gosh. Well, the funniest version of how the blogs got started is truly someone at work was, we were just like kind of BSing and at work about whether it was racist that Yosemite Sam says cotton picking in his list of swears, fake cartoon swears. And I came to the realization, I was like, yeah, that has, you know, significant racist antecedents, you know, talking about slavery and things that I don't even know how to draw the dots, but you kind of, once it snaps into place, you see it and you can't unsee it. And then on a more serious level, I think it's often like, you know, at work, it was like, can we say this? Can we go there? And I think, you know, for comedians, there's a strong idea that you can say anything. And this is probably unpopular among comedians, but, you know, I'm very much of the opinion that, like, sure, you absolutely can say anything, but is the cost, is the point of view actually worth it? And that's a discussion that I think people often don't like to have. And for me, I often think it's not worth it, but, you know, maybe I'm just a killjoy.
Can we, I want to ask, I mean, your podcast is an opportunity to laugh, right? But it's also very serious because you talk about a lot about heavy topics sometimes. Can you talk about the relationship that humor brings into these conversations that makes it easier for people of color to talk about these things?
Yeah. Well, I think the reality is that you can't wallow in the horror of racism. And that's sort of like, you see it in many types of dark humor. You know, you see it in the fact that a comedian like Jordan Peele can make a movie like Get Out. Because there's only a certain amount that you can be sort of deadly serious or, you know, think of things with sorrow or anger or whatever negative emotion. And not that, you know, I think the best version, and I think when we succeed, it's when we're able to use humor to laugh at the things that are absurd, to laugh at the people who are doing wrong, and, you know, find a way to break the tension. Because if it's just constant tension, it poisons both you and your brain and your outlook, and you know, sometimes you have no choice but to find the humor in it.
So just maybe about a minute left in our conversation, I want to ask, you mentioned earlier in our conversation, and I saw you quoted in LA Magazine where you said, it's really easy to answer these questions because, yes, it's racist. If you have to ask, it's racist. And I mean, okay, so this is the white public radio host asking you this, but I mean, do you ever find yourself saying, no, maybe that's not racist?
Well, I think the reality is, for the sake of the bit, it sort of goes, yes, of course, but let's talk about it, and let's talk about why or why not. I mean, and the real debate is sort of this idea of expanding people's ideas of what quote unquote racist is. Like, because I think for a lot of, especially white folks, anything shy of like a KKK hood or the N-word is maybe not racist. And I would sort of submit that on a country that was built on slavery, we all have sort of, you know, racial injustice built into the very fabric of how we do things, and it's okay to examine it, and it's okay to call it racist. If it really, really scares you, we of course can find a different word, but it doesn't make it any less racist.
Andrew T is the founder of Yo, Is This Racist, the podcast. He and co-host Tawny Newsom will be at the virtual Pygmalion Festival this year on Friday. Andrew T, thank you so much for being with us here on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me, and I will make it to Champaign one day. That will happen.
We look forward to seeing you in studio after the pandemic. This is the 21st. We're going to be talking about Farm Aid. We want to hear your memories, so get ready to call 800-222-9455. Stay with us.